Right, now let's talk books, and hopefully Pip Adam is in our Wellington studio. Hi, Pip.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. You look like you've had a slightly stressful week. I didn't warn you I was going to ask you about this, but you've tweeted about it publicly. What's the gist?
So I do a podcast, and I was issued with a takedown notice, which was erroneous, but also caused some rather, distressing couple of days. Yeah.
You got a letter from a lawyer saying you weren't allowed to talk about a certain book. Because it was copyrighted.
Yeah. I think it was all misunderstood. I think a lot of it is about robots and sort of this automatic idea of sort of crawling space, looking for things and not really, no human intervention. I think sometimes we still need humans.
Hey, well, thank you for continuing to read for us. Tell us a bit about your theme today.
Well, I've been thinking a lot recently about how we write about life and how we write about perhaps our own lives. And the way I've chosen three projects today that I think take elements of fiction to maybe write something truer than what could possibly be, something truer about sort of the experience of being alive than maybe, a more straight memoir might do it.
Yeah, so funny, eh? I've been thinking a lot about this recently. For some reason, I'm just really in this zone of analysing short stories at the moment. I'm reading this George Saunders book, which we've talked about a lot on the show, but I've also discovered the New Yorker fiction podcast.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Where a writer reads a short story from the other writer, from another writer, and then they discuss it with the fiction editor at the New Yorker. Mm. It's a pretty great way to spend an hour. It's great when you're on the road, you know. But they often talk about an author has written a story which is very similar to something that happened in their own life, but then they just veer off into fiction. And presumably the reason they do it is because they can get more meaning that way, can transmit more meaning or empathy or understanding or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting because I think when you look at this first book that I was going to talk about, which is called Fierce Femmes and Notorious Liars, and it's subtitled A Dangerous Trans Girl's Confabulous Memoir. It's by Kai Chen Tom. I think sometimes because fiction is an artifice, and I think also even non-fiction writing is an artifice. You know, the minute it's written down, it changes it slightly from the truth. It's not always a simulacrum of life. And I think that often if we use the elements of the tools of the genre if we use the tools of the art form that we're doing, we often get closer to the truth than trying to sort of replicate reality in writing.
Because this book has memoir in the title, so you would expect it to be pure nonfiction.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's sort of called a surrealist novel, and Kai Chen Tom is very open about some of the, some of the things that happen and some of the people that happen are taken from her life. But this is very much a surrealist novel. You know, like there are all sorts of interesting ways of getting at the truth. You know, for instance, there's an amazing reoccurring sort of incident with killer bees that sort of attack her as a small child and then continue to sort of be inside her, live inside her. And I think it's one of the best renderings of sort of trauma sort of coming into adulthood that I've ever read. You know, like we could have read the exact sort of journalistic, you know, series of events that happened as a child, but I think this metaphor of the killer bees is just so much, it just gets at some kind of emotional. It sort of, bypasses logic and gets straight to emotion.
Yeah. There's a vulnerability to the writing that you wanted to mention as well.
Yeah. I think that's what's quite interesting. Like, this has memoir in the title, and I recently watched an interview with Matilda Bernstein Sycamore, and she was talking a lot about how she will often label her books memoir because that's the most vulnerable genre to her. So this word memoir is used perhaps more to sort of give the reader an orientation to the work or an attitude toward the work rather than any claim at truth or veracity. So I think that it's a really interesting word, and I think that it does, you know, give a novel like this more vulnerability. You know, it sort of sits it in this strange sort of liminal space.
There's another book which hasn't come out yet called Things I Learned at Art School by Megan
goodness.
Dunn.
This is by Megan Dunn. It's in stores on the 24th of August, and Megan's actually going to be at Word in Christchurch on the 28th of August. So there's some very cool events coming up. So this is just such a stonkingly good read. Like, it is so very, very, very good. It's slightly closer to a more conventional memoir or life writing work, but it definitely sort of enlists elements of fiction as well. Megan's she's just an amazing writer. And again, you know, this voice that she inhabits sort of, and this flexibility of voice that she has. The book is very funny, and also I cried a lot as well, and everything in between. I sort of became angry and all sorts of stuff. And I think that what's interesting is through voice, which I think is something we generally, you know, like, I think often in nonfiction we're saying we need, you know, a united voice and a true voice. But I think through this flexibility of voice, she's created a truth that's even better, and sort of this showing this sort of multiple selves, you know, how even in our saddest times we still sometimes laugh and things are funny and weird and strange. So yeah, I just can't recommend it highly enough.
You wanted to mention the cover as well.
Oh yeah, the cover is a photograph by Yvonne Todd, and Dunn and Todd have a long relationship as very good friends, and they met at art school. And I was just thinking, it's quite a good symbol of the way that the reality of the book kind of leaks out into the cover. The cover's kind of like this, this manifestation of this friendship, or an enactment of this friendship, and the friendship's spoken about really beautifully in the book. Yeah,
I'm talking to Pip Adam about books. Untitled Presentation.
Okay, so yeah, this is me going slightly. Yeah, this is me. Anyway, I love this project so much. So Untitled Presentation is a project by Antistatic, who is Anna Prendergast and Kelly Prendergast. And so what they have done is they got the inspiration for this project from a group of Ofiero Bay 8-year-olds. They're now a little bit older, who were using slides, like Google Slides, or you might know them as PowerPoints, or these kind of slides to sort of talk to each other and create these amazing things. Now, Kelly and Anna have used a series of Google Slides as a sort of blog. So they're sort of weekly, and they capture images, writing, conversations, and things that sort of these two artists have found interesting or that have got them curious. So
right. This
project, you can look at it on their website, and it is just... it's just one of the most magnificent pieces of literature I think I've ever seen. Like, it is just, it's astounding. It's just, yeah, it's really great.
Can you explain it one more time?
Okay, yeah, I will, because I'm not explaining it very well. But so,
no, it's not. I think it's just quite a complex idea.
It is. Like, you know how a PowerPoint presentation, someone will make slides and sort of put them up on the wall. So it's quite a powerful platform, because you can bring in images, you can bring in text, you can sort of move things around in odd ways. And that's what they've done here. So they'll take a week, like say we take 22nd of the 28th of February of this year. They produce a slide that has these interesting stories that had come up about cloned animals. You know, on the 27th of July to the 2nd of August in 2020, they sort of captured pictures of Mark Zuckerberg testifying at conference sort of pre and post COVID. And, you know, they had this conversation. Kelly asked, is he wearing the same tie? And so it's just, I think what's great about this is that it's very collagey. And very, it just allows this conversation of images, of memes. There's often social media that comes in there. They're quite incredible. They're very visual.
Blogs, the word blog came from weblog, because it was originally just you kind of collecting things you'd found on the internet. And this feels a bit like that.
It's exactly like that. Like Antistatic, these two artists are involved with the Flat Earthers exhibition, and there's a beautiful publication that goes with it. And they both talk about metadata and like these strings that tie us when you move an image from one place to another, like when you take it from the internet and put it in a project like this. And I think that this is one of the very cool things about this project, is that it's bringing things out of context and sort of reassembling them in a story, and in an immediate time too. There's not a lot of hindsight. I don't think they go back and sort of correct anything. So yeah, it like you say, it feels very, I love scrapbooking. It feels kind of scrapbooky, or, you know, almost like a Pinterest board or something like that. But it just, it's quite astounding. I would highly recommend going and having a look at it.
How many slides? I'm just looking.
I can't remember. I don't know. Didn't they reach 100? Do they have 100?
It's at least 100.
Yeah.
105.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like, it's just such a wonderful conversation. You know, Kelly is overseas, Anna's here. And, yeah, it really is interesting to watch these minds. And I think in this way, capturing life in this quite, you wouldn't think of it as a conventional memoir or a conventional life writing, but it definitely catches, which I think is what all three of these projects do. They allow you to be in the presence of a really interesting brain. So yeah,
and your memory tends to default to the big events in your life, right? You remember a year based on the big things that happened, but this little collection of things they've got for each week would be a great way of getting back into the same brain space that you were in, you know?
Yeah.
When the little stuff counted, or the stuff that you thought was going to be super relevant or impactful in your life then didn't turn out to be, so you didn't end up remembering it.
Yeah. It's so great.
There'll be no chance that anyone will be able to find this by themselves, so I'm going to put a link to it on our website. They're known as Anti-Static Partners, so you'd be able to find it that way. Otherwise, the actual address for the PowerPoint presentation or Google Slides or whatever it is, we'll put a link up on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie Pip Adam. Thanks so much.
Kia ora, thanks, Jessie. Have a good day.
Pip's been talking about what she's been reading, so that one was just an untitled presentation we'll link to. Coming up 24th of August, Megan Dunn's Things I Learned at Art School will be out on Penguin Books. And the first one, Fierce Femmes and Notorious Liars by Kai Cheng Tom, THOM.